Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, a special primetime segment this evening. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here. Again, during these very crazy times, there's a major pandemic going on out there with this coronavirus. I'm hoping everyone out there is home, safe, and healthy. And I thank you all for joining us on this evening on, again, this really very special segment. ACC News, we plan to, again, bring these very inspirational guests on here, again, to really share stories with people around the world during these very hard times. And our goal is to really help even inspire or even raise the energy level of some of the people really dealing with this. That's something that means the most to us, and that's something that I do want to share at the beginning of this segment. It's a reason why we did bring this very special guest with us today. Today we have with us psychotherapist and executive coach Bette McLean. And she is the founder of Bette McLean Counseling and Coaching. Now, to anyone out there that is tuning in today that for some reason is struggling to find success, whether, again, this is either personal or on a business level, or even the people out there that are really afraid of failure, or even the people that are also afraid of success. Again, those people are out there, or even people that are really struggling to really find their identity. Any of this sounds remotely familiar, again, please grab a seat somewhere very comfortable in your house, hopefully your home, and grab something to drink, because, again, our special guest today, Bette McLean, may possibly give you information that may change your life forever. It is now the 29th of April, and I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Bette, or if you want to tune into any one of our previous segments, they are all permanently archived on our website. So please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. Now, we're also a big part of social media, and just about everyone is now these days. So we are on Facebook, and you can actually listen to the show from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. And we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/accglobalmedia. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, for us as humans, relationships, much like professional success, it takes work and dedication. And again, for some of us, the path to happiness and success, it's more difficult than others. We all know this. But obstacles and walls come in many shapes. Traumatic experiences, those can have everlasting effects. Now, thankfully for all of us, there are trained professionals, psychotherapists, trauma therapists, couples counselor, and certified coach Bette McLean is one of those people. what that can really do is help you navigate through the issues of life. And again, this is whether counseling, coaching, or both. And her main goal is to help you achieve your success. To everyone tuning in out there, isn't that what we're all looking for? That's what we're all looking to achieve. Success. Now, with over 30 years of experience, Beth's personal journey, and again, through emotional and physical trauma, for her, it dates back to her early childhood. But her story, her tale can be characterized by courage and determination. Now, she herself, after seeking assistance of a counselor, Beth really felt compelled to help others. And let me tell you what she did. In her 30s, she left. She quit her very high-paying job, and she went back to university for her degree in psychology. And again, during her university years, that also completes certification, and again, in Gestalt psychotherapy, Satir family systems, and self-regulation therapy. And again, this is to round out an already impressive educational background. Now, as Beth's practice evolved, she herself recognized a gap in her skill set, which led her to get certifications in life and executive coaching. Again, her education and experience is second to none. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you psychotherapist and executive coach, founder of Beth McLean Counseling and Coaching, Miss Beth McLean. How are you doing on this wonderful evening, Beth?
Well, hi, Matthew. Thank you for that introduction. I am humbled and blown away. That was quite amazing. So
we're very happy to have you.
Thank you. Yes, and when you mentioned trauma therapy, I mean, yes, I have a vast array of experience and expertise, but right now, trauma therapy is huge because this pandemic has traumatized the world. And that's regular
really
traumatizing. And then you add on any other trauma that people have experienced through their lives. It just amplifies, magnifies the trauma response, which creates a lot of anxiety and stress way over and above the normal pandemic anxiety and stress.
Oh, absolutely. And again, Beth, and to our audience out there, we are very happy, again, to be presenting a psychotherapist this evening. And I do want to touch on some of this pandemic in a minute. But, Beth, before anything, to the audience out there who don't know you, can you please share with them who exactly is Beth McLean?
Well, I am a daughter, a sibling, a wife, a mother of two children, one is special needs, and a person who all my life I've wanted to help others. But first, I had to help myself. So I went through my own counseling and psychotherapy to heal my wounds so that I could, for 30 years, I still absolutely love my job and I've never gotten burnt out, is because I don't believe I can fix anyone. I have the boots on the ground expertise and the educational expertise to help people and can provide a multitude of skills and techniques to help them. But what they do with that is up to them. But I have helped so many people because of my well-rounded understanding of people and life, and that they need choices. Everyone needs to do what they need to do in their way. It's their journey. It's not up to me to tell them what to do. It's up to me to provide the tools so that they can do what they need to do to heal themselves.
Absolutely. And to everyone out there, Beth is somebody that has also been on journeys herself in life. And to every guest that we bring on our show, and they are thoroughly screened. Again, this is to make sure that we bring the most qualified people in the world on our show that are capable of helping anyone that is tuning in. Now, Beth, if you could please share with the audience some of your personal journey that's really led you to where you are here today.
Sure. Growing up in a farming community and quite a religious upbringing, I could not speak my truth and tell my truth about the abuse that was happening to me. And I'm not saying this to blame anybody. It was the way it was at that time of life. I'm 68 years old, so there's a lot of water under the bridge. But I went through a lot of abuse, and physical, sexual, emotional, psychological, verbal. And then growing up, that became the norm for me. And so the relationships that I got into just kept perpetuating that abuse. And there was, without going into graphic details, some pretty horrific stuff that happened to me. And I had a choice. Eventually, am I going to heal or am I going to carry on with this abusive journey? And I chose to get help and heal me so that I could help others.
And it's truly incredible to everyone out there that's tuning in that's, again, that's suffered any form of abuse in any way and are feeling down and somewhat feeling hopeless. We have someone on our show today that's actually been there, and she's found a way to overcome all of this despite her story and find the ultimate success. And she is looking to help you on your journey as well. And I do want to touch on this topic. I don't want to totally ignore this, Beth, because there's so much going on right now. There's so many people suffering. There's so much trauma. And then the current atmosphere surrounding this pandemic with this coronavirus. Are there any extra words that you would like to share with the audience on this topic?
Because
I definitely believe that your expertise on this can help.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
One of my mentors, counselors, said to me, what you look for will find you. What you look for will find you. And that is psychologically and emotionally. Shit happens to everyone. Bad times happen to everyone. We're in the middle of bad times right now. But it depends on where you choose to look as to how bad it's going to be for you. There's also good things that are happening with all the people that are stepping up and doing these wonderful things to help out other people. And so if everyone could focus more on the positive versus the negative, and I'm not suggesting that you ignore the negative, because it is there. It is a reality. It is part of our life today.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't need to consume us. And
yes,
to find a little bit of ray of sunshine in all this crazy world that we're living in is what is important to help keep people sane. Now, that said, people that have been really traumatized throughout their childhood and even recently, what's happening now makes it even more difficult to overcome. And so sometimes that needs people that can help them rise above and see things a little bit differently, to heal a little bit of their past so that they can better deal with the future, or not the future, the present and the future. And I would very much like to be part of helping people do that. So I am going to offer people some pro bono counseling if they are in terrible crisis and they cannot afford to have a therapist help them. I am willing to do that for people that are in crisis to help them get through this terrible time.
And to everybody out there that's tuning in, and again, what Bette is really saying, if you're someone that's really dealing with the stress of this pandemic, some people out there may have lost loved ones or really struggling during this time, she's ready to offer some of her time at free of charge to speak to you and to help assist you through this, which is really incredible. Before anything, Bette, how would they be able to reach out to you?
Right. Well, they can check me out to make sure I'm legitimate. I mean, you've already vetted me, but just in case they need to find out more, they can go to www.bettmclain.com, or they can email me at bett@bettmclain.com, and I'll spell that, bett@bettmclain.com. Or they can call me at 604-222-2121.
And to everyone out there, the first step to really getting over this is reaching out to someone for help. And there's so many people out there that are really reluctant. And I have to stress this, that all of the great people that you see out there, maybe presidents or leaders, they all have someone by their side to help assist them through tough times. And that's something that you would definitely deserve as well. And touching on what we spoke about earlier as far as abuse, and but you have personally been through abuse yourself and trauma throughout your life. Getting stronger now, how has your past experiences made you a stronger person today? And again, can you help anyone else that's been through this type of trauma?
Absolutely, because when I went to therapists when I was healing, I knew which ones understood me and which ones were just book learned and didn't quite get it, what I was going through.
Yes.
And so there are many, and I get clients that have been traumatized by therapists. So what I can offer, that might shock people, but I have had many clients. No, I shouldn't say many. I have had clients come to me that have been traumatized by other therapists, well-meaning therapists, but they don't get it from a boots-on-the-ground level. So I get it from that level. And even clients that come to me and they don't know that I've been abused. It's been word of mouth referral, and they come to me and they don't know my history. They say to me, "How do you know that?" And it's because I've been there, done that. And it's at a different level of understanding and healing that makes a huge difference for clients when they're going through their journey. And it's very, very hard to trust someone. But once you get that understanding that, she gets it, then it kind of opens a window to allow the healing to begin. And that's what I can offer. I've got that, the boots on the ground. I've been there, done that. I've been through years of therapy, and I have the professional training on top of it. So I've got the, and I'm a life executive coach, so I've got the trifecta.
Yes.
There you go.
You do. And to everyone out there that's going through any sort of pain, if this is something that you don't want to carry with you your entire life and you would like to move on, again, please reach out to Beth for help. This is something that
you can
don't really
on.
Need to carry. Yes, and you
exactly.
can.
Exactly.
Now, in our initial interview, you had a saying from going from functioning to fantastic. Can you please share with the audience what that saying means to you personally?
Sure. I mean, people can go through life and they're functioning. They can go through every day living their life with their secrets, with their trauma, and the burden that they have on them. And very few people know. They get married, they have children, they go to work, they carry on with their daily life, but they're missing joy. They're missing freedom because the trauma weighs them down. And so I can help them be released from that just functioning mode so that they can have a fantastic life. They can be authentic and have fun and have joy in their life, which, by the way, is transferred down to their children in either direction. If you're functioning, that's the energy you teach your children. But if you choose
wow.
to heal into fantastic, then that's the energy you transfer to your children. And it actually doesn't matter what age you decide to go from functioning to fantastic.
So this
that energy
could transfer through generations.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
It does. That energy is in the DNA, too. And that's
wow.
been proven. There, that, yeah.
That's incredible.
It's amazing how it all works. It's fascinating. I just love it. But there's so much hope with that. So much
yes.
hope that if you really want to be free from those chains, you can. If you want that energy to change and transfer down to your children and your children's children, down through generations, it is not only possible, it's amazingly possible.
Wow. And to everyone out there, I mentioned this earlier, and Beth, her experience in education, it's really second to none. And Beth, we do understand that you do offer different services as well. So can you please share with the audience the services that you offer for your clients, let's say executive coaching, and maybe some of the benefits that, again, some business leaders can achieve by working with you?
Yes, that I recognized there was a gap in my training in that not everyone has experienced huge trauma that prevents them from being the best they can be, go from functioning to fantastic. There are people that are unaware of their body language, their behaviors, their facial expression, their biases and judgments, and how that so interferes with how they relate to people in their business world, their peers and their subordinates, their charges, that they don't even realize it's happening. All they know is things aren't working. And they go to all these programs and conferences to learn to be a better person. That's all fine and good, but if you don't change who you are on the inside and recognize and become aware of your biases, body language, facial expression, tone of voice, then you're going to continue doing the same thing. And so because of the insights and intuition I have, I can recognize what's going on very quickly with people that are head of multinational companies. And I had one guy say to me, we talked for about 15 minutes, and he said, how do you know those things? Nobody knows those things about me. But it's just being who I am and my experience that I understand people and can read people. Not that I'm judging or blaming, just in a way that I can help them go from functioning to fantastic.
And so all of our listeners that are tuning in that are in the executive level as far as the workplace know that there's usually not many people to reach out to for help and to get advice. A lot of the people in management, especially when you're closer to the top, people usually depend on you for help and information, and it's very hard. But there are people out there that can help you, and people like that, again, that have experience in education. And again, I do want to focus on that life experience and education to help you get through these different times and also help you get to that next level.
I wanted to make sure people understood that confidentiality is absolutely primary key to me. And I know there's executives especially out there that they don't want anyone else to know that they're seeking help. And I get that. Confidentiality is key. So they don't have to worry about that part.
It's all right. So if I'm sitting at home, and again, any one of the things that we spoke about today, it sounds familiar, and I'm looking to make that change. What are the exact services that you provide, and how do you hold your sessions once I do reach out to you?
That really depends on the individual and what they're looking for. I tailor-make my sessions to the person, to the client that I'm dealing with. It's client-centered, client-directed for the most part. And so it's very difficult to say exactly what happens. But my expertise allows me to give the client what it is they need to get where they want to go.
And we have about a little bit over a minute left. Can you please share again, where can people go to get more information about you or to really sign up for your program right away?
Sure. Phone number 604-221-21. Email bett@bettmclain.com. Trauma therapy website, bettmclain.com. Consulting executive coaching website, rbmclainconsulting.com. And they can also go to your radio show and find it.
And to everyone out there, I can't really stress the value again that you have when somebody's over there by your side, ready to help you through any of your issues, ready to give you that advice. And again, there's really no number I could put on the value of that. It could save you months. It could save you years. It could save you a lifetime of trouble. And we're just about out of time today. I want to thank everybody for joining us in this special primetime segment this evening. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and times. We will be back with everyone very soon. And I would like to thank our special guest for joining us today, Bett McLean. Thank you very much for joining us today, Bett.
It was my honor. And please, anyone that is struggling, I'm offering pro bono.
pro bono work, everyone, so please reach out to her. And it doesn't hurt to reach out for help. That's really taking the first step, and it could possibly change your life forever. I want to thank everybody for joining us again this evening. Again, please visit accglobalmedia.com. Everyone, please stay healthy and please stay safe during these very, again, crazy times with this pandemic. And again, to everyone out there, you have a wonderful night. I look forward to having you back with us again on the next segment.